Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante, and it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Hey, Ross, do you know it's less than 2 months away from the start of college football, and Mark at GoPSURV.com is celebrating the return of the fans. First game versus Ball State, purchase one RV for the weekend, you get the second one for free. That's right, it's a two-for-one deal. For more info, you could call Mark at 800-519-8467. How's that for a deal, Ross? You buy one RV, get the second one free.
Well, everything about that sounds awesome to me right now. First of all, the season being less than 2 months away is amazing, and you can kind of feel the anticipation. That's number one. And then number two, yeah, I mean, you know, you're already going to go to a Penn State game. Why not get the second RV? More space, come with more people, make it a bigger event and a bigger memory for your family.
Well, we're past 4th of July, so it's time to start thinking about those things. Also, Ross, we are going to interrupt our scouting report on the 21 class. Speaking of looking forward to this season, Penn State fans had to be thrilled. The last week or two has been incredible for getting commits. So we're going to talk about those guys. Everybody else is talking about them. Let's you and I do the same thing. So this week and next week, we're going to talk about this flurry of commits. Let's start with probably the biggest one, and that's Nick Singleton, the running back, very highly regarded. We knew for Penn State he was at the top of their board. What did you see from Nick Singleton when you watched the tape?
Yeah, so we're, by the way, just about right in the middle of the 2021 evals and grades. But I wasn't about to let all these guys commit over the last week or so and not comment on it. Otherwise, what are we even doing here, right?
Exactly.
I think there's been seven guys that have committed over the last 10 days or so, 2 weeks. And so we'll do the three offensive guys today, Nick Singleton, J.B. Nelson, and Tyler Johnson, and the four defensive guys, the three D linemen, as well as Keon Wiley next week, so everybody can get my evals, which I always think is interesting, Jim, and kind of cool to do in the middle of the 2021 evals, right? Because it kind of gives you a sense of how these guys compare to the guys that are a year ahead of them that I just watched. And Nick Singleton is a guy that I first heard about, Jim, when he was in 7th or 8th grade. He is from my hometown of Reading, Pennsylvania. He goes to Governor Mifflin High School. And they told me how powerful he was and how explosive he was in the weight room back when he was in 7th and 8th grade. Like, they just knew that he was different. They knew he was going to be special. And watching the tape, Jim, he absolutely is. Now, he had a really good 9th grade year, but I wasn't sure he was quite fast enough to play running back at Penn State. And he was a little bit thicker. He kind of was like a fullback in a option offense. Sophomore year, he got a little bit taller, leaned out a little bit, and had a really good year. And then, Jim, this year, it was just ridiculous. I mean, he looks like a video game. When he gets the ball, guys, I'm just telling you, guys, gals listening, you got to watch his highlights. It's like he shot out of a cannon. Credit to the Governor Mifflin coaching staff for just tossing him the ball. They kind of went away from a lot of their offense, Jim. I mean, they still ran the option, but there was a bunch of plays where they just tossed him the ball. It was like student body right, student body left, and they just said go. And he has rare speed and explosion. I mean, rare. It really does look like a video game. I mean, he makes these other poor kids look like they're standing still, Jim. I mean, it is uncanny just how fast and explosive he is. He is playing at a different speed than anybody else on the field. He gets to that top speed very quickly. Very quickly. And then he just destroys angles. Very good contact balance. I mean, he'll be going super fast. Some kid will hit him in the leg, and he'll just like put his hand down and just keep going fast. Boom. Really, really fun to watch. I mean, I'm excited to watch his senior year, although I know his team lost a lot of guys around him. You know, I'm a little bit curious to see how much raw power he has, Jim. I know that he is really strong in the weight room, and he broke some tackles. But I want to see, you know, he didn't have that many runs where he plowed forward, got hit by two or three guys, and plowed or carried him forward for three or four more yards. I don't know if he has that type of raw power. So I'm not saying he doesn't. Most of the time they couldn't touch him, so he didn't have to do that. But I don't know about his power. I didn't see any blocking on his video, but why would you have him block, right? So I understand that. So these are just questions that we're going to have to get answered. But raw power, I don't know about the power, I don't know about the blocker. They did show him catching a couple passes, and he did have a nice interception. So I think he's got pretty good hands, although they don't use him that much in that role either. You know, when we start to think about Miles Sanders and Saquon Barkley, some of the things those guys have done, he does have more change of direction and more wiggle than I realized. I thought he was more straight line, but he's got some moves when he needs to. Like he can cut back against the grain. He can make a guy miss, like on a punt return or something like that, when he needs to. But usually he is just coming downhill with aggression and violence. He actually reminds me a little bit, Jim, of Adrian Peterson, where it just feels like he has created more force and energy by the time he hits the line of scrimmage than anybody else out there. That's who he reminds me of, Adrian Peterson. He's a very special player.
Wow. See, now you got every Penn State fan excited, but we have to wait through another season to see him. Won't be until 2022, as it is with all these guys. All right, Ross, let's hit the couple other folks. I think a guy who's been kind of forgotten, especially in this rush the last week or so of commits, is Tyler Johnson. He's the wide receiver from Virginia. He's a three-star. He was the guy, he worked out for them, came to camp, got an offer, committed, and this all happened in a few days. He must have really impressed them at their camp.
It's always a good sign. That is always a good sign, because that's them seeing it with their own two eyes and really feeling good about it. He's a nice route runner who attacks the football. He has good, not great size and speed, but he really does have a nice burst and acceleration, especially kind of when he needs it, Jim. He's like one of those guys where he has just enough burst, just enough speed when he needs it to be able to get by wherever he's going. You know, when they showed some of his punt returns, he also has more wiggle as a runner than I thought he did. He works especially well out of the slot, is one thing I noticed, with excellent releases out of the slot. You know, there's a guy there, he's a slick route runner, kind of reminds me of Deshaun Hamilton a little bit. That was the guy that jumped out to me, sort of a Deshaun Hamilton, maybe a bigger Jahan Dotson. That type of player is what I really saw watching Tyler Johnson. I think he's a nice player. You know, if you think about it, some of the receivers that have had crazy physical characteristics come into Penn State haven't really panned out, and it's been more the understated guys, the Hamiltons, the Dotsons, that have ended up really being the most productive guys.
Yeah, that has definitely been the case. A couple of the five-star guys haven't necessarily been that way. All right, last but certainly not least, Ross, and I'm really anxious to hear what you have to say about J.B. Nelson. He's an offensive tackle from our old buddies, Lackawanna Community College. I watched this tape, and my first reaction was, oh, my God, that's a big dude.
Yeah, and I like to try to compare guys to each other. So I just watched his 2019 Mount Lebanon high school highlights. You know, I don't know. He didn't really play, you know, they didn't really have very many junior college games. So, you know, and they tried to play in the spring. I think he played a game or two. So I wanted to watch his high school highlights. And he's playing big boy football out there at Mount Lebanon. I mean, they're playing Pittsburgh Central Catholic and Upper St. Clair and all those powerhouse schools in the Whippeel. I was very impressed. I don't know why he didn't get more offers coming out of high school. It probably was academics if he's going the junior college route. But he's got to have pretty good academics because he only had to play 1 year at junior college. He was only there for 1 year, and now he's one of those guys that he wasn't a non-qualifier because those guys have to go JUCO for 2 years. He's able to go there. I think he still has 5 years to play four at Penn State. He is very powerful in everything he does. Explosive lower and upper body. He is a big dude with a really nice frame. You know, there's some plays when he's on defense, Jim, he moves really well. I mean, he makes centers, he either knocks them back and embarrasses them or runs around them, and he moves well on defense and runs his feet extremely well on offense. So when he latches onto a linebacker, he can run his feet and stay with that guy. He's that kind of an athlete. He is a people mover. He moves people. And he blasts dudes. I mean, everything he did, whether he's playing left guard or right tackle, he was physical. He was violent. I love the way J.B. Nelson plays the game. I think he's going to play for Penn State. And I wouldn't be surprised if he played early. You know, his hands are outside the frame of his body too much, which shows he's got even more power in his body to be able to use. I was really impressed. I knew nothing about him, Jim. He is a high-level prospect, probably an interior guy, but he could maybe play right tackle. I really like him.
Real quick, our buddy T. Frank, he compared him to Connor McGovern. Is that a fair comparison?
Yeah, I can see that. Connor played center in high school, so it's a little bit tougher to quantify. But yes, big, powerful, knocking a lot of people on their butts.
All right, that is it for Tucker's Tape. Stick around. Next quarter, we're going to ask Ross. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.